This is Oscar.
Hello, Oscar.
Mama?
It is your papa.
Oh, papa.
Oh, Oscar. Why do you disappoint me so?
Papa, where are you? I haven't seen you in weeks.
I am at a hotel room in Bogota.
Ooh, Colombia.
But that is not important. What is important is I have to share something with you.
Oh. Why do you sound so sad?
I received a call from one of your supervisors.
Oh, dear. Ooh.
You're familiar with the man known as Mike O'Mara?
Yes, yes.
Oscar, he...
Boss man.
He wants you to put more of a presence from his show on your Facebook page. He's very, very upset. His quote to me was, why doesn't he get his head out of his ass? Why doesn't he come down from the clouds? All he thinks about are women and going to a trendy brunch place. It's so very frustrating for me, Oscar. As your father, he called me. He felt it was that important. Now, I understand you are in love again.
Yes, I am.
Hey, he says you are.
Very much so.
You constantly jet back and forth from Arizona to Washington, D.C. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
I learned from the best, Papa.
What does that mean?
That means you used to always leave when we were little.
That is not important. I was feeding my family of 25.
This is very frustrating. You have another family.
So he says to me,
yes,
please, please, there's a very big live show coming up. He needs more of you. He needs you to acknowledge the fact that you work with these guys, not to act like they are some kind of bastard stepchild. That is his frustration.
You know what's funny, Papa, is that I have had this conversation with boss man Mike O'Mara multiple times. What a great guy.
Wonderful man.
What a great guy.
We talked for hours on it. We have a lot in common. I am brilliant. He is brilliant.
Really?
You both are very talented.
Yes, of course. Yes. I understand that.
Yes, you're super
Maybe
talented.
Maybe he more than I. Just a little bit.
Just a little.
Maybe just a speck.
And I am going to agree with him 100%.
Yes.
I thought, you know, it's strange for me because I thought I was doing my part because I have a top five pictures.
Yes.
And they involve the Mike O'Mara show and Tech 411.
He says you've told him that before.
Yes.
He says it is not good enough. He says he wants more.
He requires more.
He also said to thank your radio partner for buying tickets to his show.
Chad Dukes.
He's very happy
He's a good
about
man.
That.
And, good man. We're excited
He also
about the show.
Said to tell your partner that he would like to have a beer on St. Patrick's Day with him.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
okay.
But that's neither here nor there.
No.
I'll let him know, though.
Now your love life.
Oh, thank you, Papa.
This new woman, Shannon.
Shannon.
Shannon
is... You pronounce it so well.
We need that music again.
Please.
Thank you.
Shannon.
Is she good to you?
She's great.
Is she going to make you a happy man?
She does make me happy, man. I'm actually going to see her this Friday. I'm flying back down to Scottsdale.
Are you flying down again?
Yes. Andre, maybe there can be more pictures.
Are you going to be on the show all week?
Yes, I will be.
Will you be back on Monday?
No. As usual, Papa, as you taught me best, it's cheaper to fly back on Monday.
So you will be doing this show with your computer?
Yes.
Ah, very good.
Oh, that's
Mike wanted to know that.
Yes.
Mike just found that out.
Yes.
Again, well, his point is well made. Mike is thrilled that he decided to do this bit right now. Absolutely.
Good man.
So your love of your life.
Bring yes.
Her, will you ever bring her back to Washington,
She
D.C.?
Will actually be here for 10 days, and she will be here on March 31st for the live show. She's flying in for it.
Will I be able to meet her?
You will be able to meet her.
Is she a good woman?
She's a great woman.
Because, you know, so often you have brought me those...
Basura.
Those basura.
Oh, and yes. What does that mean?
That means the parade of sluts.
Oh, I understand.
Oscar, I must go, but please remember.
Yes.
Remember your obligations.
Yes.
And your responsibilities.
Live show, 31st.
Thank you very much. Whatever. Oh, that's right. And hey, we're almost sold out. So S&D, everybody. And I want to thank everybody for joining me on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Love
the
you,
best,
Papa.
Love you too. And the best podcast in the whole world. And my very best to Shannon.
Yes.
And
thank
now,
you.
Shakes, do you have the do you have the music ready to start the show?
Would you like to start the show, Papa?
S&D, thank you.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Did you know that Whitney Houston's debut LP, called simply Whitney Houston, had 4 number one singles on it? Did you know that, Chrissy?
You actually listen to Whitney Houston? You own a Whitney Houston CD? More than one?
It's hard to choose a favorite among so many great tracks. But the greatest love of all is one of the best, most powerful songs ever written. About self-preservation, dignity. Its universal message crosses all boundaries and instills one with the hope that it's not too late to better ourselves. Since, Elizabeth, it's impossible in this world we live in to empathize with others. We can always empathize with ourselves. It's an important message. Crucial, really. And it's beautifully stated on the album.
You like Huey Lewis in the news?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
From the Cabbie Fiverr Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 12 million times and heard in 149 countries worldwide. Call us at 718-506-1625. Rob says no, I say yes.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Rob.
You like Huey Lewis in the news?
You like Huey Lewis in the news? That really has a great... What's the line he says when he does that little laugh? I forgot what it is. Anyway, it's Patrick Bateman. Our show today is brought to you by Encore.
Encore!
Yay. Insurance Services. Encore.
Encore!
Boo! Insurance Services LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show, March 31st at the State Theater. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Yep. Encore.
Encore.
That's right. We'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore.
Insurance Services. On the show today, ladies and gentlemen, lots to talk about. Stephen Colbert and I have something in common, which I thought was sweet.
Yep.
I smell a rat, and I like to alert people, even though I was I received several Facebook notices this weekend from people who said, Mike, I like it when I laugh at you. I hate it when you talk the politics. Well, I might be talking a little politics today because I smell a rat.
Yay.
I think there's a conspiracy afoot. I just say that,
really?
And I will get to that in a second. And, you know, I don't care. I don't care if you disagree with me politically.
Care.
I'll try to be funny, okay?
How about can you smell the rat in a funny voice?
I can smell what the rat is cooking.
Hey, you know what would be great? What if you talked politics like Uncle Cartoon?
Well, that's not going to happen. Thank you very much.
Just a thought.
Would be something, though, wouldn't it?
Let me see.
How about that?
We almost had a major Titanic shift in the O'Mara household over the weekend.
Oh,
we'll talk about that.
Oh,
global warming. Let me see. The Celebrity Apprentice. Mm-hmm. And... Lowell, I wanted to say, is there a chance when we're talking to about the we could get Lowell to talk about that big old murder trial that's going on this
absolutely.
Week?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because there's a debate in my household about that murder trial.
Really?
What I'm talking about is
Casey Anthony?
It's
No. John F. Kennedy?
How would you identify it? It's the...
Yeah, they call it the lacrosse murder
The lacrosse murder.
Right.
It's a huge thing here in Virginia where a lacrosse player beat his girlfriend to death, allegedly, and he's on trial for murder, and they're saying, now that, you know, I really get the impression that this kid is a blue blood who's got the
Chevy Chase, baby. Chevy Chase.
The best defense money can buy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're bringing out stuff. Here's something I didn't know. If you kill somebody... And you're absolutely S-faced, you can plead innocent because you weren't thinking clearly.
Yeah, but it's tougher when you steal the computer and throw it in a dumpster.
Yeah, because that's more premeditated.
Well, that's when you fall into like felony murder.
Yeah,
because if they can prove that the computer is worth more than $200,
right.
He will pay a penalty for this one way or another, I'm sure.
But he looks
like every guy I ever hated in college, though.
Yeah. And you know
he
what?
He looks like the type that runs around with an Oxford cloth shirt, sleeves rolled up, a tie, and shorts.
And it's Don't you get the impression he should have been in that movie, The Social Network?
Yeah.
Maybe like hanging out with the Winklevi.
Then I'd have a real reason to dislike him.
Lowell's right down in the middle of that.
He
trial,
is.
Covering
he's
it
cranky.
From,
he's very cranky. He's been there. This is his third week
have
there.
Have you ever noticed the cranky tone that Lowell gets when he does something? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, actually, when I started dissing the Mark and Lowell show.
You heard that a lot, did you?
Yeah, I said, no, come on. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't understand what he's doing. He doesn't like doing that, does he? He likes being in the studio, being an anchor man. He likes creature comforts. He likes being home with his wife.
Sure. Yes, that's true. But he doesn't mind doing it if it were to last, say, a week.
Right.
But now that he's in the third week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
I get 3 weeks.
Let's say, let's put a hypothetical situation together. If Lowell Melser, your lifelong best friend.
Yes.
The man who works at Channel 11 in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. The man who does a show with you on the Moore Broadcasting Network. This guy, if he achieved the heights of getting to a network television position.
I'm sorry, I had a tickle in my throat.
And I'm talking about, I'm using the weatherman example.
Right.
Like my buddy Tony, who you guys know so well. Tony, who got to, you know, really reached the pinnacle. And I had dinner with Tony in New York one time, and I looked at him and I said, Tony, you've reached it. I mean, here I am schlubbing along as a disc jockey, and you're Good Morning America's weatherman. Yeah. I mean, that's it. He's like, because they really do totally control you.
Yes.
And they can call you the night before and say, you know, somebody popped a zit on top of a volcano.
Yeah, we need you in Detroit tomorrow.
As Humpistan, and we need you to get over there. And you got to be on a plane and do it the next day, right?
Yeah, and I think he understands that. I mean, if he were to be able to get a network job like that, I don't think he'd have any complaints for a little while. Anyway.
Right, right. And, but he doesn't like schlubbing down to Charlottesville all the time.
Not for 3 weeks.
But I'd love to get an eyewitness account because, believe it or not, in my house, Carla's the one who's saying, you know, she kind of understands the defense here. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This guy, you know, and there are a lot of people. Are there any other people out there that think maybe this guy has a legitimate defense? I don't think so.
I would be curious to hear what Lowell has to say because the last time I talked to him about it, he saw the other side of the story. The defense hadn't come up yet and given their side of the story.
Right.
And he said it was overwhelmingly against the defendant. I mean,
because
he said
he's got a track record, right? He's got a track record of this violent behavior. Yes, he had a drinking problem.
Right.
Yes, he was blind drunk probably the night this happened. But at the same time, does that give the guy a pass on, you know, first degree murder?
No, there are legal outs, but I don't think the jury's going to give him those legal outs.
Guys, look, I'm no saint. I've broken a laptop or two.
What?
Yeah, but, so you'd have a track record in court.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
They'd be able to bring that up. You remember when you smashed this,
I've never hit a woman
first
in my
exhibit,
life.
These
I've
sunglasses.
I've never touched a woman in my life.
Right.
He brutally beat her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah. Right.
There's no two ways around that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see it, but then, you know, that to me, it seems to me that if this is not, and I could be talking completely out of my ass because I don't know enough about the trial, but when you get a situation where you've got a kid like this, who has the best legal defense that money can buy compared to some schlub off the street, this would be slam dunk.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Because this kid has all this money, I mean, he's got this legal team that's talking about, you know, bringing in a forensic expert or a guy that said she died by suffocation.
Right.
By falling forward into into the pillow because she was inebriated.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
I mean,
yeah,
boy, it'll be interesting to see.
We deal with that all the time. I mean, that's one of the big complaints about our system is that if you have money, you can you know
find a way.
Right.
So if that lawyer can present reasonable doubt to the jury, they might let him go.
It's kind of tough. I mean, the guy was there. This isn't. It's such.
I think it's a slam dunk.
I've been following this case just because out of curiosity.
Right.
And planning your defense.
No, it's just.
I'm sorry. Too soon?
Well, I'm a Montgomery County kid, so I know that area. I know what private school he went to. And I think it's almost strange, but it's just. It's a sign of our times. It's always been this way that you take a guy that came from a privileged childhood and life.
Right.
And he was a star player, a star athlete at Virginia.
Yeah, so you combine those two things and your ass is kissed for decades.
So you take that and then you take this girl from the outskirts of Baltimore, where I don't know what her financial situation is, but it's certainly not Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Right.
And you look at the jealousy factor and how the guy was pissed that allegedly she had slept with another guy or been with another guy or whatever the case was.
Yeah, how can you go with somebody that I believe all
you
that.
You know, you start looking in that. You're like, what is going on through this kid's head that he thinks he can treat a woman like this?
And the track record this kid had, correct me if I'm wrong, as I said, I haven't followed it as closely to maybe speak about it, but it seems to me there have been a number of incidences where he was disorderly and he got violent because of the booze.
There has been some instances of that.
But when you grow up,
then again, if you put me in a trial, I've gotten disorderly with booze.
Yeah, but you've never also grown up with the sense of entitlement of a rich athlete.
I wanted to.
I know. You just missed, but Mike, you just missed it. You only missed it on two counts.
A boy can dream.
We should find out soon enough because I think it goes to the jury tomorrow.
Yeah, this week it should come to a conclusion. Yeah. Yes.
We go to Lowell Melser, who's outside the courthouse down in Charlottesville, Virginia. Lowell, how you doing?
I don't really want to be here.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems to me that, you know, why have I had to drive down all the way from Baltimore? Time and time again, it's very frustrating for me.
Lowell, in addition to the verdict, how is the situation with the coffee at the hotel?
No, it's not as good as I thought. It's not really as nice as I'd like it to be. And, you know, I got to go down here and then I drive
How back. Are the locks at the deli next door?
They suck.
Yeah, sure.
Know, really, they suck. I think they could get some better ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you miss Mark?
I do. Aww. I really miss Buddy. Mark. I really, really miss Mark.
Do you want to talk about your message to me over the weekend, or do you not? Do you want to keep that to yourself? Or do you want to discuss it with your family and talk about it?
No, I mean, I can talk about it.
Yep. Is it really? Carla didn't believe you.
Mm. We're your family as well, you know.
Carla did not believe you. I found it difficult to believe.
I'm not lying.
May I?
Sure. So
may
you can
I
set it
put
up.
It out there? I get a text.
Yes.
From Mr. Ronick. Was it Friday night or Thursday night?
It was over
Friday
the weekend. Night. It was Friday night.
I think it was Friday night. Mm-hmm. Friday night, I get a text from Ronick.
What were you wearing?
And I was cash.
Okay, nice.
Did it involve the phrase crumple it up?
It involved.
Was it a sexual text?
I'll throw the words that he used.
Okay.
Remove, uh-huh. Dumpster, massive.
Oh, no.
He calls
God,
and
I hope
says,
massive wasn't
I'm
a noun.
I'm trying to find these I texts.
I might have my my phone's in my in
a,
the kitchen.
A dumpster baby with a massive
RJ,
head.
Could you grab the phone from the
take a massive
kitchen.
In a dumpster?
Yes.
Yeah. You know.
We went back and forth.
The lobster.
A lot of work.
It involved a dump. And it involved
a dump.
Apparently, the littlest Ronick, and that's how I will refer to this individual. The littlest Ronick has like many little kids. Even though they're little kids, they produce prodigious. Waste product.
I've heard that.
Oh, my
and
God, yeah.
I know that, you know, I've talked to other families that have had little ones where you go, oh, my God.
How did that come out of
family,
that? Yes.
In the Ronick family, this is even more significant because this is world record. Can I have it? Can
is there a picture?
And I'll go ahead.
No, what do you do? What do you do?
Girl.
And Mark, I'm going to go ahead and start recording this segment so you can play it for your daughter when she graduates high school.
Yes, mortified. Please.
This well is done. Very interesting to me, and it goes back and forth.
Thousands of dollars in counseling.
Yeah,
based on
clearly.
This segment,
she's going to bang the whole basketball team now.
Easy.
Oh no, hey!
I don't like the coffee.
All right, can I read it?
Too yeah, far. Please. Yeah.
All right, we are out at our Greeks friends. We are out at our Greek friends tonight. Greek friends.
Hey, your buddy.
Yes.
Costa. My daughter That's took my the biggest you've ever seen or produced. So he says, not only seen, but that I've personally produced.
Yeah.
And remember, I got some record
holders.
Well,
I inspect Mike's poop.
I know. For his health.
Part of the job.
I remember he did one that looked like a wood-splitting device once. What was that called, Mike? That wedge to split logs?
The wedge.
The wedge, yeah. He
it's
produced
called
the
simply
wedge.
Simply the wedge, Rob.
He produced the wedge at one point.
So big.
How
and here's
big
the part,
was it?
This is the part that I found difficult to believe. So big, we had to remove it from the toilet.
Oh, no.
And now I am driving to a dumpster. So I write back to him because I'm immediately fascinated. I said, Jesus, it wouldn't flush? He said, no, I'm telling you. It's like it came from a baby elephant.
Wow.
And that's what I texted him.
Amazing.
Wow. Wouldn't even fit in a Ziploc bag. Had to be broken up. Here's the question.
Well, if you break
if
it
you
up,
had to
you
break it up, why didn't
it?
You flush it?
You know what? The wives handled the situation.
Oh, there's your problem.
What happened was Maya was upstairs playing with her friend, and then
they were playing with laxatives.
We were calling Maya downstairs because it was time to go, and her friend said, "Well, she's in the bathroom."
Girlfriend said, okay. Or guy friend?
Two girls. Oh, Maya and her friend.
Just relax.
And,
no, not like that. I mean, it's mortifying.
Maya was upstairs eating 40 granola bars.
Yes.
When there are like boys around. At least
with
girls,
right.
It's like all the girls are there and she might have a problem.
Yeah, no, this was two girls. Yeah. And
Maya was upstairs playing the brand game.
Then all of a sudden, the friend called us and said, you know, to Melissa, Maya's calling you. Maya needs you.
Dad, where's my box of raisins?
Metamucil is not Kool-Aid.
Yes.
And so Melissa came upstairs. upstairs, and then Melissa's running upstairs, and I hear Melissa saying, "Why are you crying? Why are you crying? What's wrong?" And then it's quiet for a few minutes, right. And then Melissa
blood curdling scream.
Melissa yells downstairs to the wife of the house and says.
She said, "Excuse me, do you have an epidural?
Can you come up here for a minute?"
Oh,
and I'm sitting there thinking, you know what? I'm just going to sit back and let them do their thing. I don't know what's going on.
So you're totally, pardon the phrase, you're in the black right now.
Yes.
You have no idea.
No idea. I'm watching Braveheart with the husband.
I hope it wasn't that color.
Oh, I know. Well, that means blood.
Yeah, that's not good.
Are you blazed?
No. Well, I had a couple glasses of wine at the time. And so
here's the part when he yells freedom. You know what I did with my daughter last night? We had a corn eating contest.
So then the woman runs upstairs, and all of a sudden I just hear, "Oh my God! Oh my God!
Jesus!"
And so
poor little thing.
Somehow they relate. Melissa says, "Mark, you got to come up here and see this."
Oh, wow.
Where's your daughter?
Yeah, and really, how is she handling?
My daughter's off playing. Now.
Okay.
She's cleaned up and off playing. Yeah, I mean, she didn't forget about it because she was a little embarrassed, but and I said, "No, that's all right.
Grown into that pride factor yet."
No, not really.
You don't really be proud.
A lot of women don't ever get
now,
there.
And, I know. And mind you, I've experienced very large bowel movements from my daughter. I've seen those before, but apparently this one beat the rest.
Right.
I'd give a king's ransom.
Yeah.
And I'm on the fence on that one.
So then the wife comes back down, and I think she grabbed like a spatula.
Oh, and, my God. The wife?
Yes.
And a KitchenAid food truck.
All right. Now, listen.
And then they made bread.
I think there was more alcohol than you're copping to involved. People were but why didn't they just break it up? Did she try to break it up and flush it?
I think because it was so big that even broken up, I think they thought it would still clog.
And is there any chance?
Yeah.
There's absolutely 100% certainty that this was Maya.
This
isn't a parent.
No
so
doubt.
I can blame it.
Because
no
you said
doubt.
Greek, and they, you know, they eat a lot of
it's true.
Fiber.
It's great but yes, RJ. No
dare I ask, do you have a photograph?
I don't. Oh. Unfortunately, I don't. And I almost did. I
well, now what
close.
Will RJ do tonight?
Oh, shut up.
But
was the water broken?
Was the water broken?
Yeah. Was it above? Was it?
Well, she hadn't flushed yet.
Did she catch air? Oh.
She hadn't flushed
yet. Yeah, but this is
because
what we're
she
saying.
She knew.
She was afraid.
What
to
we're
flush,
saying yeah. is
did it catch
it
air?
Was so big that it was
yeah,
like the
I believe that's called a Loch Ness, isn't it?
Right.
Yes.
When
right.
the head broke
no, no, it
yeah.
wasn't.
So this was not only size in general, but just the pure amount.
The pure amount.
Really?
And, but,
how
but,
was the
but it was size. I mean, it was a gigantic
was
log.
It, was it solid? Was it a solid stool? Well, good for her.
So that seems very healthy.
So we had one. I don't know. I didn't ask. We had one of those gallon Ziploc bags.
He's the grossest, isn't he?
Yeah.
He really is the grossest.
Yeah, like
he doesn't have that filter.
Yeah, just like, dude.
He doesn't possess that filter of comedy. When he gets on this subject, when he talked about his ulcerative colitis, it's one of the few times his comedy filter is not right.
That's the reason. This is life and death for Rob.
Hey, you know what? Yes. Well, when you talk about down there, I could use a filter. Something like a sieve.
All right. I'm just asking. Carl and I were like, well, why that you wouldn't break it and
why
maybe flush twice or whatever?
Drive
but you go through
it.
You drive away with it.
Yeah, well, we were gonna leave anyway. So what happened was they broke it in half.
Oh God!
And they put it in this Ziploc bag, and the half of it barely fit.
Mm.
I'm talking about the half.
You know what, Mike? All like kids that. Love log. Right.
Well,
love
so you had two Ziploc bags?
Oh, I think they got the other one down.
Oh, they flushed the other one down.
The other half down.
Oh, okay. Now, see, that's more
that
credibility.
Makes more sense.
Now I have a bag with a large log inside it.
Do you often leave the Greek family's house with leftovers?
Yeah, not like this. And so I have it in my car. And at this,
how is the little angel reacting?
She's okay. She just sometimes doesn't want to be inconvenienced by having to go and take a dump.
So
that's
she waits.
Typical of a kid.
Right. Yeah. And so sometimes then she lets it back up, and then you have a situation like
doesn't
this.
Doesn't her stomach hurt?
How many days?
Yes. Sometimes it does. I don't know for sure, but probably
from a gastrointestinal standpoint, she's healthy.
Yes.
This
yeah,
is not
very
anything
healthy.
We need to worry about.
And looking at that thing, she's very healthy.
Maybe, where was the
you know, if you
final
count,
resting place of so Brown 192?
You and I are texting, and I finally found a 7-Eleven, and I just threw it away in the trash can outside.
Oh, not hey. The first time.
All right, hey, Slurpee fans.
And you know, Mark, if you count the rings, you can tell how old she
yes,
is.
That's all right.
So, all right, so he says, let me see.
More texting.
Wouldn't even fit into a Ziploc. Had to be broken up. LOL. Mark writes LOL. I write, Carla says next time photo evidence because she doesn't believe it.
Right.
You say, I was so close to, and Melissa said I couldn't.
Right. So close to taking a picture.
Which 7-Eleven? In case any fans want to come
by. Germantown. Just one of the ones in Germantown.
He says, I can't believe I have a loaf in my car right now. Then I write him back, I just threw up in my mouth.
Yeah.
And Mark writes, LOL, you did think. Yes, our listeners are right now. Yes. So that's very cool.
To bring together the first two topics of today's program, Lowell Melzer would rather be covering that.
Right.
Then the murder.
Yeah, that's
true. He would lie from a Germantown 7-Eleven.
For the record, I reached out to Mike and not Lowell about
it. Was it smart?
Yeah. Was it a low-flow toilet? Like, was it one of those modern toilets that maybe couldn't handle that type of action?
It was an ancient Greek toilet.
Yeah.
Probably would have
from
stood
Sparta,
up
from Mike.
Yeah. Spartacus.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about our live show and lots more fun and more thrills right after this. I am going to kick this over to my partner in crime here, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
When I tell you about Wait Not, 855, Wait Not, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. I read something on somebody's Facebook page this weekend.
I had a great weekend.
Something impressive.
All right, lay it on me.
I have entered the land of the 15th bag of sugar. I am down 71 pounds.
Holy look at how
look
skinny
great.
He
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
there's
look
something
great.
I need to do yes. so he'll get off my ass. I bought new
right.
jeans.
Hey, all
oh,
right.
Let's see.
What do you think?
Let's see.
They're
oh, my
great.
God.
They're
look
can
at
turn
that.
Around. Let me see that tush.
Normal.
You have no quad.
That's nice.
You have no quad muscles.
Yeah.
No look good. Jeans.
Have you thought maybe during this incredible weight loss to maybe do a few squats?
I really appreciate the fact that you found a way to find a fault with it.
look at your skinny legs, now, though.
I was
stand up again. I want to see Rob's skinny little legs. Look at his little skinny legs.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah. Rob, I've never seen your legs look that thin.
Well, they've never been this thin.
Carla will be happy because Carla said, when he loses his weight, is he going to start buying some clothing?
I bought clothes dumpy. This weekend, and as a matter of fact, there was a great deal at Men's Warehouse with the buy one, get one free.
You don't look dumpy anymore.
But the thing is right. for the first time in my life, maybe, I'm going to like a store like a Kohl's or a real men's store not going to the extra section. Do you know that I'm wearing a 46 long jacket now?
That blows me away. I didn't
do that in high school.
That
and
is absolutely
so
amazing.
Easy and rapid.
You look
this
great.
Started in September, and look at me now. And you can be looking conceivably beautiful by summertime if you call Wait Not today.
Can I ask this question real quick? Look, not for nothing. You do look great.
Thank you.
And I was going to comment on his wall when he wrote about it because I saw the post.
Yes.
But I really wanted to see it for myself before I made any judgment or talked about it. You look really good, and I'm so proud of you.
Oh, well, thank you.
We all are.
Yes. I appreciate it. Now, you know what? Also know this. I will always be Rob. There's always a chance of baggy pants. So don't shut any doors. Okay. But I did buy new jeans this weekend.
Right. I'm going to speak in a little bit of code here because I don't have the success that you have. And I'm going to just say that when I went through the knee surgery and everything, and I drifted away from my friends at Wait Not, which was a stupid thing to do, I crossed a threshold.
Sure.
And I'm here to tell you I have crossed that threshold in the other direction.
Yeah.
Good.
And I'm very, very happy. If you're talking about my total weight loss, which had gotten down to a significant amount of weight, I am now down 17 pounds.
Attaboy.
And I'm happy about that.
Very good.
And I got a long way to go to catch up with Mr. 70 here. And so I will keep you posted. But I believe I'm a month or so away from really talking about my success on it again. But it is really, listen.
Like we said in your other program.
Yes.
One day at a time.
And you can get back. My 12-step.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can get back to it. You know, so many people have sent us so many nice things about
Wait
Not. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results. You can believe it, and we thank you in advance. All right, here's the conspiracy and I'm going to throw this out there to the floor.
You smelled a rat, you said.
I smelled a rat. Hmm. The Stephen Colbert thing I wrote down just because Colbert took some time off to take care of his 91-year-old ailing mother.
You want to hear the tape of a shout he did to his mom?
Yeah, I mean, this is very cool.
It's not particularly funny, but it's sweet. Cool.
Oh, one more thing. Evidently, having 11 children makes you tough as nails. Confidential to a lovely lady.
And then he does the little thing on his
nose.
Like, I love you. Yeah.
You know, it's like, if I can just say to Colbert right there, you know, come on, just come out and say that.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't get out of that character. That's I can't stand about Colbert.
That's the problem, because I think what we get with Jon Stewart on the Jon Stewart show, that is Jon Stewart.
You get a real Jon Stewart. Well,
yeah, but he's playing a thing, and you know
it's
what?
It's like Colbert couldn't function out of that character. It drives me nuts.
It can be a great gimmick at times. That would be a great contributor to the Daily Show, but to do a show like that every day, come on,
successful,
tired.
It's amazingly successful, and many people say brilliant.
Yes,
the way he does, and I can't argue with that. He's an extremely funny guy,
very funny,
and he does that. But Jesus, you know that eyebrow. Mm. You know, it's like really to me. I know he's funny, and I know he's brilliant. And when I watch it, I've laughed before, but it's like watching Mark Down for a half an hour. Yeah. It really is to me. Where you can't get out of that character.
One dimension.
Yeah.
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 And that's why I'll take the Daily Show any day
absolutely
of the week over
yes
that. All right, here's the
conspiracy.
All right. You're already hearing on all local and national news. Mm-hmm. You're hearing the ramp up to the fact that we are going to be above $5 a gallon by midsummer.
Wow.
Yay.
Oscar guessed what your conspiracy was. He wrote it down in advance.
Before you even said it.
All right, he rang in, Mike, if you want to give him a ding for when he submitted his
congratulations
guess. All right, and the answer is?
Here we go. Gas is up because of the election.
Is that your theory?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job. Here it is. Yeah. I mean, who has put more regulations on the oil companies than this administration? What's going to screw the economy up and make people pissed off than higher gas prices? Mm-hmm. Haven't we established the fact that they can give you all the factors they want about, you know, this refinery had a fire.
Right.
This country's blowing up so they can't get the imports here.
Right.
But doesn't it really, in years past, when we've had these gas prices go through the roof, isn't it really determined by a bunch of guys in a room? Isn't that really how it works? Isn't that how it happens? And I'm just blown away that, I don't know, I smell conspiracy.
Sounds plausible to me.
It happens every spring. The thing that's shocking is that it's going earlier, and is that greed?
Yeah.
You know, is it greed?
Or is it, you know, we've wanted to do this, and, it's going to cause some it's going to cause some problems for the current administration, but we don't like that current administration anyway because they're regulating against us. And I just think all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this issue happens, and it just seems to me I smell controversy.
Rob, you're right. Gas prices do go up every spring, but it's not spring yet. And also part of the rationale that we're hearing for the rising gas prices is that Iran might shut off the passage through which one-fifth of the world's oil passes. But they haven't done it yet.
Right.
Why are we paying $5 a gallon now if it isn't necessary? I think there's something to your theory.
I really do, and I could be totally wrong, and I really, for all of the people that are from many different political points of view,
record price.
I say this publicly to Mr. Burbank, and I say it to myself. We're going to try to do better because we know we piss you off when we get too lefty on your ass. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I got a really reasonably phrased response from a diehard listener who says, you know, I try to expose my friends to the show, but when you go off on those tangents, it kind of pisses out. Well, you know what? I understand that, and we're going to try to present it. You know, we're comedy first.
Right.
Merchandising
second.
Can I lay this on you, and let's try and take politics out of it.
I will.
Let's just say we're all Americans here. Well, most of us.
Well.
And what's tough to swallow is that this country, not just taxpayer wise, but really there's been people that laid their lives on the line for this country and our initiatives overseas.
For a while.
And you sit here, and I remember when we first went through the first Desert Storm, it was about Kuwait and protecting Kuwait and because of the oil.
Right.
And then we went through the second invasion, and you're like, okay, well, I hope this ends sooner than later, which it didn't. And two, how is this going to affect my bottom line?
Right.
And is that selfish of me? Absolutely. But how is this going to affect my bottom line?
Right.
Are we going to pay less for fuel? Is this really going to stabilize the entire system where I don't have to pay or dread about paying $5 for fuel again? Because remember, we went through that about 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
And nothing has effing changed.
Right. I know.
What is the effing deal?
And it really is just, you know, just when, and I'm taking politics out of this, just when everybody's starting to think maybe things are going to go
chance.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. We're getting a kick in the nuts again. Yeah. And it really is frustrating. And who knows?
And this comes while they're hauling in record profits. So it just doesn't make sense.
So do I think perhaps? I think it's plausible. Mm-hmm. I think you could if you investigated it.
Yeah.
I just don't trust the oil companies.
But it's
really, I really don't. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them.
I'm almost at the point. And look, I'm a big hippie deep inside. And I know I make
it
fun
shows.
Of. I make fun of with Buzz and everybody else.
Tie-dyed striped shirt.
I'd say we just effing drill.
If that's what it takes to really just say, you know, is that what it is? Is that what this is about?
You know,
what are the odds? You know, you look at a BP thing and you go, man, that sucks.
Yeah, it goes back to the same 10 guys in the room. Even if they have more oil, they can charge what they want because it's their ball.
Here's the thing. Record profits, greed.
Period. Yeah. Well, and let's talk about the drilling. And I agree with you. I think this country needs to do whatever it can to become energy independent. But the truth is, we've given a lot of oil and gas leases to the oil companies in the Gulf, and they haven't drilled.
Right.
They haven't
right.
used them.
I'd like to mention also that you can see RJ Diaz will be appearing in Othello.
That's right, at the Folgers.
Yes.
he's actually going up to Stratford.
Is he really?
Yeah, Stanford or whatever.
What's great is since the weight loss, he's doing
Strathmore.
It. Theater in the Knot is Round.
So let's take Wyoming and North Dakota, and if we have listeners up there, I'm sorry, and just put like a ton of refineries up there because they haven't built any new ones.
Drill.
And then we drill when we need to drill.
But you see, here's what I think.
Yes.
I think there is stuff available. I think
there is.
I think they're going to say we want to be able to have access to more. That's the greed factor that he talks about. Mm-hmm. I don't trust the oil company. I don't trust them. I don't trust them. They make more money than anybody makes in this country, and we keep giving them more money, more money, more money.
Well, they have a license to print it because there's really no check on them.
We can't force them to drill. We've given them land and water in which they could drill, and they haven't.
And maybe they haven't, because why should they when they can get those prices?
I was paying $4.14 for gas this weekend in DC, which is just stupid.
I would love to thank my bride for allowing me to use her phone number for my little shell.
Oh, it's because she got the discount.
Yeah.
From grocery store.
70 cents a gallon.
Good.
Fantastic.
Strong.
Zang.
Wow.
That's about as good timing as you can get, I want to tell you.
So,
meanwhile, your pantry is full of pasta.
4:14, I sat there and I said, Jesus, if this keeps up, I'm going to have to buy a Prius.
Yeah. It's crazy. Let's go to...
you need a third car.
Ben Dick from Charlotte, North Carolina. Ben, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi, how you doing? What can we do for you, Ben?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I love your show. I never miss an episode. I listen religiously.
Thank you.
I'd like to say two things I just wanted to say. First of all, I don't feel like you get over-the-top political, Mike. I feel like when you guys talk about politics, you tend to address just the insanity of the way things are these days.
Okay.
You guys, I don't feel like you get, like, you know, obnoxiously left wing. You just talk about how crazy people are, you know, and how obnoxious it is. And just one more thing I wanted to say, that I was just wondering, that picture of Rob as Ben Franklin made me laugh so hard. I almost prolapsed my anus laughing.
Oh, dear.
I'm so pleased you said almost.
I'm just praying. Almost. I almost did. I almost asked my pants.
All right.
And I'm just wondering, are you guys going to make a shirt out of that? Because I'll buy like 100 of those.
We actually mentioned that before. Ben, thank you very much for the call. And,
well, sure.
We appreciate
Ben.
We actually talked about doing that, and we're going to have a specialty T-shirt made up for the State Theater show.
Right.
And maybe more than one. I think the idea was to have one for the particular event.
Right.
And then one which is a brand new T-shirt that we will sell that's a generic kind of T-shirt cool. for the show. And we'll see what we can do with that. I love the idea maybe of getting all of us in that kind of Declaration of Independence. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of if we can pull that off and the guy is cool with that,
okay.
Maybe we could get away with
sure.
that. So be aware of that and we'll do that. Let's take one more call here. Doug from Idaho. Doug from Idaho, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Wow, what a treat to talk to you guys. And I've listened forever. I love you guys. And I just wanted to say that I'm excited to have Rob on the buttons for the knee-jerk liberal tone, but I also... No,
I'm I'm sorry, Doug. I apologize, but that was a bad connection. No, something about knee-jerk liberal. Well, I don't know.
You were going to have Rob push a button every time I did something that was considered out of bounds.
Button, did we figure out what the sound was for that?
Oh yeah, we have it. But I didn't have it because I mean he hasn't done news lately. But
okay, let's do. What's the sound we're going to play when Buzz goes over the line?
You don't recall it? I thought sure you would have.
I forgot completely. I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Think real hard. What was it for lunch?
Oh boy. And I appreciate the support that we've gotten too for the things that we have said, and I think in a world where Fox News is the number one news channel in America,
so we kind of did with the Fox News.
We hardly throw things out of balance. Yeah. I think
you see, and you and I think right. maybe you know, and that Ben guy would agree with you,
right.
And he would just. I don't think we go crazy, but I think, and sometimes I get pissed,
right.
Sure.
But I do think we, you know, we have a point of view,
and
it's on the left.
It's hard to hide.
It is. Yeah. I'm not going to lie about it.
We're not characters like Colbert.
I'm not going to bullshit.
Flesh and
Mike.
Blood. The fact that we, when I talk my politics, what pisses me
it
off?
It comes from the heart.
It does. Mm-hmm. But I like to be able to keep the funny first.
Yeah, we're entertainment first. Sure. Absolutely.
So anyway, we'll see what happens. And, you know, God save us all with it. You know, $5 gas price. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's going
to
happen.
You know, screw you, Exxon, really, all of you.
Saving a fortune with the snowblower, though.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mentioned global warming today in my show prep.
Right.
And I was watching the reports from overseas that Europe is having the
12 feet in Germany.
Just absolutely mind-bending winter with the amount of snow and the cold temperatures over there. So, you know, who knows about that?
Did you hear about the guy in Sweden who was buried in snow for 2 months and they found his body and he was alive? 45-year-old man.
Wow.
He was alive?
Alive.
And perfectly preserved.
It looked like he survived off the moisture, clearly, of the snow water. Mm-hmm. But his body fell into a dormant state.
Wow.
So that's what
like hibernation almost.
Like a hibernation.
Was he a fat guy?
Oh. Yeah, a bigger guy. But he was, when they found him, he was emaciated. So, but he was alive and he's alive now. But
and his brain functions?
2 months.
Wow.
Two
really?
Effing months.
That's a stunt with no food.
No food.
And he didn't have anything like at the beginning?
Nothing.
12 feet of Germany snow in Germany recently.
Right.
They haven't seen that much white there since 1942.
Okay. Oh. Thank you.
And that doesn't disprove.
Rob Spiewak.
That was a Nazi joke, right?
Yeah,
it was.
I'm not even sure anymore.
Right. Yes, Buzz, you were
I was just going to say this does in no way disprove climate change. The fact that they're getting a severe winter over there.
Was always so.
Liberal scum.
Yeah.
As it in no way proves climate change.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like that's, you know, who knows?
Right. Thursday and Friday, Will.
You know, some have
66
said.
66 degrees.
Some scientists have said that climate change is not necessarily going to be, it's going to get real warm.
Right.
No, climate change is extreme.
More
that extremes. That might be right. the factor. Mm-hmm. So who the hell knows? It just looks amazing over there. And meanwhile, I'm sitting here with a goddamn snowblower in my garage that's not working.
Could you get it to blow cold air in here? make it into an air conditioner.
You mean like actually have snow on the floor?
Yeah. Well, I keep telling you, let's throw down some peanuts, some packing peanuts, and use that thing.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. The same guy from Idaho. We don't need you again. It's a bad connection. What I was going to say was we almost added to the family this weekend.
No, you said that almost a seismic shift.
Just on a whim. Just, I don't know. Thank God.
Do you remember my prediction for this year?
You got to start wearing condoms.
My prediction for this year was that you're going to get another dog in 2012. Mm-hmm. Was it a dog?
Well, that too. Anyway, no, I'm not saying nothing. What?
What?
Nothing.
Well, for one thing.
There will be nothing said on that matter at all.
No, but Oscar G did go in for a fitting.
Nice.
Did you almost get a dog, Papa?
We didn't almost get a dog. We almost got like a behemoth.
What? A big dog?
Like a Hamilton
we
dog?
We stumbled, I don't know how we stumbled upon it, but there was somehow we, I know what it was. We're driving out to lunch with Cappy out to the countryside.
Right.
And as we're driving out, Carla sees puppies. AKC puppies.
Puppies.
We have to stop by. That's how we got Beluga. Yeah, we saw puppies on the side of the road.
Right.
But we're with Cappy, and she had to get back. And so we didn't stop. But puppies, we decided when I had the girls sleep. This weekend, we would stop by and see some puppies.
Now, what kindly of a puppy?
I go on a website to check this out. And I also...
Puppies.com?
And I... Because it's that area
Amazon?
Where they sell a lot of dogs, I thought it was a different one, but they were Great Dane puppies.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Oh, my God, they are the cutest dog. Puppies.
We actually go to the farm.
And by the way, they're not that great.
To make a long story short, great. Went to the farm. He said, drove in. They weren't on that farm. He said, we have to drive there about 2 miles down the road. So that's when I say, okay, the guy's going to get out with a shotgun and kill him.
Oh, no.
So we get to this other farm. We go down to the horse paddock, and that's where these puppies are. There are two left. One that he's going to sell, and the other that he's keeping for himself.
Okay. Of course, they're always going to keep one for themselves.
Dog analyst.
Do you want to speak to the dog analyst?
Yes, let's get the dog analyst. Let's see what he thinks of Great Dane puppies. Yes,
as a breed.
The door.
Oh, yes. All right. Okay, I'm
better
sorry.
Let him in and ask him.
Bring in our dog analyst. Take a look. I've got a picture of a Great Dane puppy. I want your impression of it. Take
a
look.
Is that a Dane?
It's a Great Dane, yes. Yeah. What do you think of it? What's your feeling on the Great Dane?
Just thinking of it.
Good dog?
It's great. Really great.
Better than good.
So there's the one Great Dane. There's the mother who's very protective of this puppy. Mm. And this dog is up to my chest.
Yeah. Protective enough that it's like growling?
They are keeping the dogs in the horse stable.
Mm-hmm.
That's how big these dogs are. And at that point... I'm looking at these dogs, and you know, in my mind right now is an alarm going, no!
Yeah.
And he says, "This now the only one I have left is a female." I'm like, oh, well, we're looking for a male. And, you know, my daughters and
you
Carla,
keep your bitch.
They all look at me, and they kind of go, Dad, we went.
Yeah.
We were looking for a male. We got out of there. But I got on the wrong website, too, because I was looking at a totally different Great Dane website, but it's in the town of Hooterville, where they have 5 million different puppy farms.
When you pulled up, were there three women swimming in the water tower?
So it didn't happen, and I was so goddamn
Were they
relieved.
Mad at you?
No, everybody was cool.
That truly would have changed the way you live your life, because remember, what was the chocolate lab that you kept for Carla's dad?
Lucy.
That dog was
so
not
right.
that big,
you
and that
so
dog
right.
totally changed the way things were in this house.
This is true, and I'm glad I didn't do it, and so dodged a bullet there.
Good. Next time, just get a pony.
That's it. Last thing before we go to break, I wanted to get it all in today. Celebrity Apprentice, you know, the guys this year are so superior to the women.
Crafty.
In like pure celebrity juice.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got you see the men. You got Penn Jillette. Right. You got our friend Adam Carolla, who Oscar put this on his Facebook page. Really, in my humble opinion, one of the funniest moments
Can you hold
in a
it?
Reality
I
television
it. I have
show.
It in the
He's got
today.
It.
Oh, you
He's
do?
Got
okay,
it.
Okay,
we'll
hold
on
it,
to
yes.
the moment.
We will share that with you. I unhinged my jaw, and I laughed just because Carolla, and I said, there's a radio guy, there's a podcaster right there, and there's the guy that really knows how to bring the funny
to
when the rest
it.
Of these people are just... dead weight.
Right. He knows
you know
how
what
to
I mean?
Use his skill. And when
oh,
I,
God.
When
and
I was
the
reading,
F with Trump, which is fantastic.
I was reading a recap of the show today, and it says, Cheryl Teagues voted off. I'm saying Cheryl Teagues was on? Who voted to put her on?
Oh, boy, sad for a young boy that used to have that poster.
Oh, yeah.
Sad to look at Cheryl.
Yeah. Like her boobs?
But age is a sad
oh,
thing.
My
it's
God.
Very sad.
Gotta get
we all get older. We're all going to die.
Yeah. But
there's the bulletin.
Arsenio really brings the funny, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. God. Talk about, hey, Clue, this is Les.
Yeah.
Anyway,
does he have the same haircut?
No,
darn it.
And incidentally, they almost made a fatal mistake, which would have been voting off Victoria Gotti.
Mm-hmm.
Meat left on that bone.
I mean, she is being set up to be the uber villain. She's a nasty old bro.
I wonder where she gets it.
I know. You know, seriously though, when I look at that, I'm like, what? Really, what have we become in our society?
Mm-hmm. When our mobster's children are not better behaved?
No, it's just we've lifted her up.
Yes, you're right.
And
about
we
that.
Glorify her and make jokes about her. Her father was basically
a murderer.
Mass murderer.
A murderer. Yes.
Hey, congratulations! Yes. You're
I didn't say
famous.
I didn't say.
Yeah, but you know what, Mike? He was the best mass murderer.
Let's take a break. We'll come back with Rob's Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember that. That's how you support the show. That is our number one method of supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. All you do is bookmark us for all your shopping at home and at work. Great specials over the President's Day holiday. We hope you did some Amazon shopping, and also really, really wonderful opportunities to support this show. You click on our page, and then you go to Amazon, and we get credit for it. It's that cool. simple.
Quick reminder that we haven't mentioned in months. Remember to download your music through Amazon, because not only is it the same price as iTunes, it also is MP3, so it's on all platforms.
Not encoded.
Yeah, you can do anything you want with it, and it's great.
You save money and support the show when you shop MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Feb 21, 2012. Take it away, Rob.
Can you name the song?
I got no idea.
Redbone, the Witch Queen of New Orleans.
Like Leon?
No, it's just the band Redbone.
Redbone, yeah. Okay.
And because it is Fat Tuesday.
Mardi Gras.
I've been having so much fun, I don't even pay
attention. Aren't you excited you don't have an appearance tonight?
Oh, God, thank God.
Aren't you excited that you aren't down there to watch Will Ferrell as the Mardi Gras king?
He's the king of Bacchus.
Yeah.
Is he really?
The god of wine this year, yes.
Of course he is.
And you know, there's a lot of misbehavior down there.
Kind of indicative of where that
that event,
that career is right now.
You know,
as much as that's a huge event, that's kind of when John Goodman, when he did it.
But I think John Goodman should be the king every year.
Yes, he should.
But it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of misbehavior during the Mardi Gras.
What? Right.
And on my bucket list, I'd like to do Mardi Gras once. I would like to do the real Oktoberfest in Bavaria once.
Of course you would.
Well, and you would too, I bet.
No.
No, you wouldn't.
I'll bet you would.
No.
You would.
You would like to. I bet you and I could
it's
have a good time.
It's not on my bucket list. I've been to a beer fest. I've been to a wine fest. I've been to Germany.
Yeah, but that's the...
Leesburg.
That's the beer fest.
Right.
Anyway.
I will tell you this, that the event, and most recently, I guess you would call it the U.S. Open, the golf tournament.
Sure.
That to me was, you know, that's just, I don't like the people that are at the event. I don't like the type that loves the event. I don't like being shoulder to shoulder with people. I don't like to be in that situation.
I bet the bratwurst is great at the event.
You know when I like to see people shoulder to shoulder?
When?
When I'm standing on the stage of the State Theater and looking out into the crowd.
Yeah.
You folks, I got to tell you, you've blown us out of the water.
Yes.
And I'm going to be honest with you and tell you how this works. We are about 50 people away from selling out the lower level. 50 tickets are left. If you want those, you got to get them, and you got to get them soon.
Act fast.
We are very, very surprised that the tickets went as fast as they did.
Very pleased.
We are also going to be having to make a decision as to whether we open up the balcony. Now, you're saying... why don't you just open it up if you sell enough? Well, there are all sorts of factors involved with that, with more staff and people to cover it.
It's complicated.
And it's complicated. So we're not sure, but we will be making a determination on that. But there is a strong possibility that we will not open that balcony. And if that's the case, that we're going to cap the ticket sales.
Yeah.
It will be sold out. And
could be a sellout.
That's going to be 50 or so tickets. So
right.
if you are... You know, if you're waiting and you think you're going to be able to get it, I'm talking about family members that, you know, you got to get your tickets.
And remember, it's not like prices are going to come down, folks.
If any, no.
We are thrilled. I wanted to say, really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for, you know, making this thing a success and taking the stress out of that part of it already for us so we can just focus on having a great time and
Several great plans were made over the weekend.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to the show.
Saturday night, March 31st, 8 o'clock, it's the State Theater. We're going to be on stage. Michael Hoover, world's greatest Elvis impersonator.
The best.
Seriously.
Black Gold, international recording artist and relative of Mark Ronick. On stage, these guys...
Big-time rockers.
They've played stadiums, and they kill, and they are a fantastic band, and they're a great bar band, too.
Yep.
So they're going to be rocking us that night. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we really, really want to thank you in advance. And I'd love to tell you that we're going to open up the top tier. I don't know whether we're going to do that or not, but I never thought that we'd be having this discussion after one weekend of ticket sales.
And you also forgot about the fourth event that we added this weekend. RJ is going to be performing Henry V.
Yes, RJ Shakespeare.
Thank you.
All right, Rob, take it away.
Since it is Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, and if you observe that, that's, you know, when Lent starts. That means tonight, Mike, you can have pancakes for dinner, and there's all the misbehavior in New Orleans, but I think they've got it under control this year. I think this will fix it.
Right and here. It's Mardi Gras time in New Orleans. However, a strict tightening of the city's curfew policy means that revelers under the age of 16 must now be accompanied by a guardian if they're going to visit the French Quarter after 8 p.m.
So remember when you were 17?
Yeah.
Were you responsible?
No.
Really, is 16 the best age for a curfew for Mardi Gras?
For Mardi Gras, yes.
Oh, my God.
I just think it's weird, the concept of somebody under the age of 21 being down in the French Quarter at Mardi Gras.
Or 18.
Well, think how busy they're going to be carting people, except they don't cart.
No, they don't. Well, see, New Orleans, I've talked about this a lot of times. Las Vegas, New Orleans, even New York to a certain point.
One of those towns.
One of those towns where they let grown-ups be grown-ups.
Yeah.
And sometimes
the kids, too.
Kids act like a-holes.
I also heard a rumor that there is bad food in New Orleans, but I've never found it.
Nope. Right.
Linsanity, Mike.
Yeah.
Jeremy Linsanity. He did another press conference this weekend. Of course, he is the golden boy of the New York Knicks. Listen to what he had to say about his... There was a rumor that he's dating Kim Kardashian. Wait a second. Wrong tape. I'm sorry. That's the Iron Chef.
See, to me, that's okay. That makes me laugh, and that's okay. That's not as bad as the ESPN puns.
That's not good.
And incidentally, Saturday Night Live, tip of the hat to Saturday Night Live, with a great opening sketch about Jeremy Lin and the way ESPN has covered him. It was brilliant.
My father sent you a joke. Did you see it on Facebook?
I did not.
What did Jeremy Lin say when he jumped out of the closet that was full of soap and brooms?
What's that?
Supplies!
You are the most racist man I know.
That is, see, now
and I am separating us from ESPN.
Would be the opposite.
And Rob brings us right back.
He was just telling you what was in the closet.
Thank you very much.
All right,
that's Rob Spiewak. We don't stand
by
that.
Time for one more, Rob.
Actually, it's Bob Spiewak. Here's Jeremy Lin on dating Kim Kardashian.
I would say, you know, the rumors, just, you know, stuff about me dating, you know, Kim Kardashian.
You don't think you're the Kim Kardashian type?
I don't think I'm that type.
So he's not dating her, and you know what his perfect
you know,
is?
In a way, isn't he saying she's a pig?
Yeah, a little
he's
bit.
Saying she's not bright enough.
That tone, doesn't that kind of say she's a pig?
But then if she's not bright enough, here's his perfect day, his idea of a perfect Jeremy Lin day.
If I had a day to myself, I would play video games with my brothers. I love, like, eating junk food. I'm a huge snacker, chips and candy. My family likes to call me an oversized kid, so... I think that's pretty accurate in some ways.
He wants candy and junk food.
I like the way this kid is handling it.
I do too.
Think this kid's got his head on straight.
It'll be
a bright kid, which is, you know, which has a lot to do with that. I think the fact that he's very smart helps him deal with this in a very responsible way, and it's fun. It's still a fun story.
You know what else is a fun story is the lazy coverage of the gas crisis. Check out, there had to have been more people that were more qualified than the first person they talked to about the rising gas prices. Listen to the way this guy talks and the examples he cites.
It's going
to
hurt. It's going to be painful.
This is a record. Gas prices have never been so high so early in the year.
It impacts everything. It impacts, you know, how much, you know, the Cheerios is going to cost. It impacts, you know, how much you pay for the 7-Eleven, you know, hot dog you get.
The Cheerios that you buy, Mike?
Yes, you know.
Way to bring it home. Thank you.
Meantime, in San Diego, gas station attendants have been assaulted verbally, even physically, because of the pinch at the pump.
Somebody was throwing cans of soda. They were throwing them at the person, you know, changing the sign.
They're lucky Mark wasn't there with the Ziploc bag.
Didn't mean to laugh.
No, it's not funny at all. Did you watch the episode number 500 of The Simpsons last Sunday night, I guess?
Nah. I saw it.
I mean, we beat them to 500, so I don't think it's a big deal. The only good thing that I think is Alison Krauss. And Mike, you have a soft spot for this type of music.
Very talented lady.
Alison Krauss and Union Station did the theme as bluegrass. There are more versions of this theme, and I like them all, but this is some talented stuff here.
Love that mandolin, baby.
Love it.
The founder of WikiLeaks.
Yes.
Note to self, this summer, I really, really want to go to one of them festivals. Where they have the real deal one, not the fat old men that can't really play it that well. I'm talking about the real
You want to go to the pickin' party, the Ricky Skaggs pickin' party.
Yeah, Ricky Skaggs.
Yeah, he's the best.
The Jack
you got any
Daniels
Ricky Skaggs
story?
In your iPod?
I do.
Okay, well,
I'll find it for you in a moment.
That would be fun.
Do we need to wind up, or do I have a couple more?
Yeah, wind it up, yes.
Okay, let's wind it up with this. We talked about the Celebrity Apprentice last night, and this was the moment we discussed earlier, Adam Carolla discussing what charity he's playing for.
I love this.
Adam?
I'm playing for a charity called White Kids Without iPads, which is, well, that's the thing. People laugh, but they don't realize the pain. No, Catholic Big Brothers. I was a Catholic Big Brother many years ago, and I just want to give back to those people.
Shocker, Adam. Shocker with those politics.
You know what's
great?
Shocker that you were a Catholic Big Brother.
He wasn't brought up
but
as a Catholic.
He's atheist. Yeah, that's the joke.
I know. He's an atheist.
But my favorite moment last night was...
But Adam, you know, if you're looking for that right, you know, a little balance, Adam skews a little right.
That was not my favorite moment last night. My favorite moment was when Lou Ferrigno took his shirt off. Not because he took his shirt off,
right?
But because George Takei
was there. They played this, and this is why the show is a hit. Because the producers that put this together, they just don't miss stuff like this.
Yeah, and you know what's really great? I so seldom get a chance to say this sentence on the show, Mike.
Lou Ferrigno.
Today we close. You never get a chance to say, today we close with George Takei.
Yeah. I don't know how old Lou is now, but what a treat. It was impressive. If I were that shape, I would be taking my shirt off all the time.
Creepy like that. That creepy. Is your magic audio book. Happy Mardi Gras.
We'll take a break and come back with Buzz.
Way down yonder in New Orleans.
Oh, my.
In the land of the
like Al Jolson.
Look at Lou Ferrigno. I'm erect.
Oh, no. Dear.
He's a passionate man.
You bet he is, Oscar. We'll be right back with Buzz right after this.
Stop. You bet your life you linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens.
Welcome back to Mike O'Mara's show.
Once a year, Mike.
Mardi Gras Day.
When you play Jolson.
You love it.
Truly amazes me. Let's get Buzz in here. Take it away, Buzz. It's news time.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Netflix, now featuring original content produced by Netflix, exclusively for Netflix customers. Join today so you don't miss Stevie Van Zandt's new gangster-style series, Lilyhammer. That's only with Netflix, where you can instantly watch TV shows and movies on practically any device as often as you want for just $7.99 a month.
This is Ricky Skaggs. Listen to this if you like it. Tell me. Let me know. Ricky Skaggs. Take it away. Go. Sit down.
I may look like a city slicker. Shining up through my shoes.
If I could see this kind of bluegrass, even though this isn't.
This is nearly
pure bluegrass.
This is nearly a pop record, but it's so well recorded.
I just like to see the guys that are those amazing musicians that do that. They have a lot of them in Virginia. I just don't know where they are.
Sadly, Mike, we've lost bluegrass legend Bill Monroe.
Behind the bushes.
130 years old.
That's right.
If somebody can tell me like where the best one is, I'd love to do that on a weekend with my kids.
I know where it is. It's at the Great Dane Puppy Farm.
Thank you. Take it away, Buzz.
For a 30-day free trial, just click the Netflix ad on our website.
Well, I thought you were done with that.
No, the biggest I am.
We could, if Buzz was reading something, we could talk for 45 minutes, and he would come back. So make sure you do that.
Well, he's on message.
I'm on point.
No one gets him off his copy.
Yeah.
No, you seriously. I could tie leather cinder blocks, put leather twine around his balls, hang it down with a cinder block, and he would stay on message.
Do you know
message.
What I was exposed to on Netflix last night?
What's that?
I was over Todd's. I actually sipped over Todd's last night.
Tomo!
Oh, my God. Gay. Guest room. Nice.
Man. I am a gay American.
Yes.
Actually, it's called the guest room. Guess when I'm coming in to visit you.
We were on Netflix.
Excellent.
And we watched Portlandia.
Does he have an internet connection at his house?
I've never seen that show in my life, and it is brilliant.
Did you say, does he have an internet connection in his house?
It's really uptown.
That's funny.
It is a brilliant show. I'd like to see both.
I got to get into this because I'm running out of stuff that I want. Shameless is starting to just gross me out.
More Jack Carter's ass?
Yeah, I mean, really. I don't need to see Jack Carter's ass.
And Eastbound and Down is back.
Oh, is that? That's the one with the...
Kenny Powers.
The ball player, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then
yeah.
I'd recommend people click the ad on our website.
Nice. Nice.
Never gets off message. Yeah. Take it away, Buzz.
The biggest story to break in the last few days, test tube hamburger.
Oh, no.
A ground beef product made with stem cells from a cow will roll out of a lab this fall, muscle tissue grown in a lab.
Oh. Wow, make you want to open a restaurant again?
That's so gross.
It comes out as real hamburger.
Oh.
And the impact of this discovery cannot be understated. Or overstated, I should say.
Well, it can either way, really.
It could mean feeding a hungry world. It could mean no more clearing of rainforests to raise cattle for food. It would mean less waste runoff and other environmental factors. an amazing
discovery.
It's
just so they've kind of lowered the bar for stem cells because what was it, 4 years ago that it was going to cure diabetes. Now they're making burgers. But it's still the same technology. Well, I think that's terrific.
We take it for granted. There's famine everywhere. In this, there's like different parts of this world that people aren't eating every day.
Yeah, I mean, can imagine. But you know, you still got to make the buns.
So I had a nickel.
Forget it.
Even with meat grown in a lab.
I mean, you don't need the sesame seeds, but.
No.
I do.
You know, once they get heavy from the hamburger, maybe they can make their own yeast.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's not good.
Jeez, what's wrong with you today?
What's wrong with
you? What is wrong with you?
Those skinny jeans.
Talking to me.
You might need to put some more LBs on.
Right. Even with meat.
No, hey, you know what? I'll take that sponsor any day. Okay. That'll be easier.
Well, we're talking burgers, and as it turns out, fast food workers do not feel very good about the effect they're having on your health.
Yeah, Mike.
A new survey shows that fast food workers feel worse about what they do to society more than workers in any other field.
Especially the fast food workers at the McDonald's on Main Street in Fairfax.
Oh, no, they don't care.
That's the worst. The one that was next to our old radio station.
Right.
Which is now no longer a radio station.
Now it's an abandoned building, well, right?
Isn't that horrible?
It stopped being that some time ago.
I know. That's
more
just sad.
Did I say that?
Hey, Sean Hall, if you're listening and you listen to this, I love your gravestone that says radio 1920 to 2011.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's
awesome. That was very, very funny.
I like that.
More than 42% of fast food workers said they believe they are making the world a worse place to live at their jobs. That compares to only 1% of the overall population of this country feeling that way. Bartenders came in second, but at a comparatively low 6% to the 42% that fast food workers were feeling. And it may interest you to know, since we were talking about it, that people who run gas stations rank themselves third on the more harm than good list.
Really?
And while we're
a good bartender really does benefit society, but a bad bartender sucks.
Let's get a call here. Sue from Rochester. You've been waiting a while. Sue, what can we do for you?
Rochester.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Oh, you're making fun of me already?
Not anymore. Let's take a call. Same guy from Idaho. What? Yes, sir. You wanted to say something. You've been waiting 23 minutes. We have to get this out. What is it, sir?
Hey, I love you guys. I was just listening online. I hope this connection's a little better. And I'm really looking forward to Rob's, the knee-jerk liberal
Thank you.
Jesus
that did Christ. Get through.
That guy time. Was on message too, though.
Yeah,
much
he was
like Buzz.
Too. Yeah. 23 minutes.
Like he went right
waiting.
Back to it.
He's definitely. Sitting in the middle of an abandoned gymnasium,
definitely.
Dialing right. feverishly.
Thanks for listening.
I'm definitely a good driver.
Yeah, if you're
you
one
too,
of the
Sue.
If you're one of the people that are brainwashed with your politics, you know, and really just get so uptight about, you know, make sure Rob plays the sound. Make sure Rob plays the sound. I don't want you calling. Please don't call this show.
There was a magical moment there. Oscar occasionally chooses a moment to be warm.
Yes.
He says, but thank you for calling, Idaho. And thank you, Sue.
Oscar's very kind to the callers.
Yes.
And,
how about the chat room?
You always
no,
were.
Those mutants.
No. You were always very kind to your callers on your old radio
yes,
show.
Yes,
you
yes.
Know? And, that's,
but there's balance, Chad, not so much.
That's
there's
right, balance. So, and I like to think that I love them too.
Yes. We all like to
Let's
think that.
Say that.
Yes, go ahead, Bob.
While we're slinging burgers, one of the undercover bosses on that CBS show outed himself during filming the other day.
No, not that kind of outing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would watch that.
Because he couldn't stand by any longer watching the abuse of his employees by a store manager at a Checkers.
Wow.
The CEO of Checkers
hey,
didn't like the
eat.
Way.
Is this the one where they promote it where he shut everything down?
He shut down
he
the
shut
store.
Down. I'd like to see that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Because I really, as much as Bill Maher has slammed that that show as being kind of elitist, you know, where the king goes down into
right.
the peasants,
right.
I still kind of dig it when something nice happens for an employee.
Yeah.
I really, and if he disses somebody, I don't like it when he'll slam a guy that's just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like the winery guy that went down and the truck driver's like, F these people, F this job. This job effing sucks. And then he calls the guy and said, I'm the president of the company.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
But when somebody is kind of being cool.
And righting a wrong.
Yeah, and they do something nice. I like that. So has that been on already or are we going to see
no,
that?
No, I think it's just been shot. I don't think it's been on the air yet.
Good. I look forward to seeing
when
that.
Are you going to go on Undercover Bosses?
Let me tell you, I'm on Undercover Bosses every effing day.
Wouldn't it be great if we came and say, well, we think Mike's in Florida today, but here's a guy with a dark complexion and a ridiculous beard.
Nice bass.
He does a lot of voice. He's going to sit in as a guest.
To be honest with you, I'm not going anywhere. Oh. Thank you, Boston Red Sox. I'll be here till June.
That'll be nice.
Thank you very
much. A new industry survey gives the healthcare industry the worst marks for customer service and gives the best marks to retailers, including Sam's Club and Amazon.
The best marks are in our sales department.
Oh. M-A, with a, spelled with a
yeah,
C,
yeah, I mean,
of
I
course.
Think the big box stores are pretty cool.
But I was very pleased to see Amazon at the top of that list as well.
Amazon rocks.
Absolutely. We don't normally do stories about shootings, but we were struck by their sheer numbers on UPI this morning. In Phoenix, Arizona, a man's gun fell out of its holster and onto the bathroom floor in a Walmart. The bullet hit the tile within 5 feet of a man at a urinal. Mm. A 9-year-old boy was shot in the back by his 10-year-old brother just outside St. Louis. They were home alone. The victim is recovering. In Detroit, a 9-month-old baby was killed in a walk-by shooting. And a robber accidentally shot himself in a Chicago hold-up attempt yesterday. He's in critical condition.
That sounds like one of those sex acts from the Urban Dictionary. I did a Chicago burglary attempt. A Chicago burglary
like
attempt.
Like an outbreak. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You're all right today.
No. Is it? I thought I came in here great.
Seemed fine in the beginning.
Do you want a pizza?
You know how much I love my family? I crawl over their corpses for a pizza right now.
The LA Times investigated who votes on the Oscars and found that only 2% of the voting members are black and that fewer than 2% are Hispanic. It's a club of older white men, just as we suspected, and includes several voting members who aren't even in the movie industry anymore and haven't been for years.
I really wish you don't have these stats. Do you have the age statistics?
The average age of Academy voters, 62.
Wow. You're kidding.
Wow. They're old white men.
Really?
That's who votes on the Academy Awards. And some of them not even in the business. One of them is a nun. Mm-hmm. You know, and so if you wonder why we make some of these odd choices sometimes, maybe this is the answer.
Yeah, so go ahead and put your money on the artist because it's going to win because old white men are voting.
I mean, I think that's almost a guarantee.
It makes sense.
That's gonna win.
Sense.
I mean, it's not that bad, but it's just kind of, it shows you what kind of year it's been in movies if that's the winner. I mean, really, I liked it. I was entertained by that. But, you know, this year in movies, there hasn't been anything that's been like, oh my God. No.
Right,
I love it
right.
when we have a movie
and
like
oh my
that.
God, yeah. If you're a patriot, you'll vote against Obama this fall, according to Newt Gingrich. He says, beating Obama is, and I quote, a duty of national security.
Duty.
Speaking at a Christian college, Gingrich said Obama is, and I quote, the most dangerous president in modern American history.
Hmm.
And finally, a wacky roundup. Two zookeepers in Kansas City are in trouble for letting a couple of gorillas.
Yeah. Hey, man.
How are you? I am a zookeeper.
Hey, did you? Hey, Scott.
Man, hey. Yes, Todd.
Did you let the gorilla loose?
Oh, I didn't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen. Hey, for those who serve.
That's right. Oh, here's traffic.
Amen.
Well, they're in trouble, these zookeepers, for letting a couple of gorillas escape from their cage. The zoo's human visitors were actually on lockdown for about an hour while the apes were lured back into their home with marshmallows and coaxed with fire hoses.
I love marshmallows.
And thank you, Florida, for this. A convenience store robber in a wheelchair was wrong to assume the police would not arrest a handicapped person.
Hello, George. This is Potter.
And they easily caught him when his wheelchair got stuck in some sand outside the store.
Oh, that's so sad.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike Lemira Show.
Mike, that's not funny.
My wheelchair is stuck in this sand.
How come you're not getting away, Potter?
Man, wheel me up. Wheel me up. Why, George, you're worth more dead than alive. Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by
Encore!
Insurance Services, LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show, March 31st at the State Theater. Get your tickets soon. Mm. For a free life insurance quote, visit
Encore.
SmartTerm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you.
Encore!
We'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at SmartTerm.com.
Encore!
Insurance Services. We'll see you tomorrow for another show. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye!
Ciao.
I'm going with you. Sing.
same. I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Penn was called away. He hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow. Lord, how it rang, you'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Late in the evening, bouncing down, high on the hill and above the town. Played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang, you'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing.